I'd like you to release your spirit as we soar tonight into the presence of God. Let there be no formality. We just want to soar into the presence of God. Where you are sitting or standing, I'd like you to pick. Just begin to speak in tongues. So many things, but we need the Lord's help right now. We need the Spirit's help. We need the Spirit's help right now. That God will help us. That He will help us. Mantozese natavaris avalamanda. Mantos asale kobarate maskeli mamata. So many things you cannot understand. So many things around your life. You cannot fully comprehend what is working, what is at work. The wisdom that is powering the things around your life. So many things that need to be addressed. In a moment of time, just release yourself into the hands of the Holy Spirit as He takes us to the place where answers can be found. Maros kadema liata makaba. Mindros kateboboria. Shakabalantens konga baleta ilakaba. Sekloti zenda lambora kapeda. Ligabas comba saila bras cabelo kembari inglotemas kingabas cabelo maketa kusana kebaki nakade dede naketa kaske tobria nakanda kusana tedade leens kaba baba sata. There is a place where the solution of the infirmity of man can be found. It is written that the Spirit Himself, He doesn't delegate that responsibility to angels. The Spirit Himself doesn't delegate it to seraphims. The Spirit Himself, He helpeth our infirmities. And so we come to the helper of all infirmity. We come to the helper of weaknesses. We come to the one that consumes and swallows all our insufficiency. For the Spirit Himself helped. Miakando masalaba. Ete tos kila kaprane. Mareka bosa klonga batana sketa kalaba. Oh yes, Lord. Murada soketa balabala balabala balabala. Awesome God. I pray thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, stand in awe of your holy name.
Lord, we bow and worship you.
Singing out some God.
Awesome God,
how great, how great, how great thou art. You are God,
you alone.
So mighty are your miracles, so mighty are your ways.
Standing up, Ikopanas kelabalande bobo. Holy name.
Sing it one more time. Awesome God.
An awesome God. How great you are. You alone. Mighty are your miracles. Standing on of your holy name, Lord, we bow and worship you.
Lord, we thank you tonight. We ask, O God, that you grant us the grace to hear the sound that you are making. To hear the voice that you are proclaiming. Let your great name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. You are welcome. You may be seated. We have a few days down the road to the women conference, and we are trusting God that something significant will be detonated during the course of that conference. But in preparation to that time, that day, that hour, I'd like us to turn to the book of 2 Kings chapter 19. Now, I did not know that I will be standing here today. I just came for fellowship. Pastor Dan, it doesn't mean that when I'm in fellowship, I must stop, okay? And the burden was laid upon me. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 19, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. And he said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This is a day of trouble. This is a day of rebuke. This is a day of blasphemy. For the children are come to the bed, and there is no strength to bring forth." Now, his description of that day is my body. Hallelujah. One day has multiple, in fact, they had to borrow strange, unfamiliar words to concoct a parable about such a day. This is a day of trouble. This is a day of rebuke. Now that we have opened this scripture, we need... Today we'll do the praying. Tomorrow we can do the talking. It's a day of trouble. This is a day of rebuke. This is a day of blasphemy. For the children are brought to bed, and there is what? No strength to bring forth. It is that strength that we seek in this conference. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen somebody that had so many plans, wanted to finish university education at a certain age, wanted to attain to this level at a certain age? Hallelujah. And suddenly just discovers that the energy to power his dreams is far from sight. This is a day of trouble. This is a day of rebuke. This is a day of blasphemy. Now, those words are not related. Trouble, rebuke. That the third one is my body now. Blasphemy. It means God has been insulted in the process. For the daughters, they have been brought to a critical point. And the difference between the maturation of that which they have been brought to and the failure of that which they have been brought to is strength. The difference between whether or not a process that was initiated for 9 months will be consummated, will be realized, or whether it will be A venture of nothingness is strength. Hallelujah. Are you with me? It's a day of trouble, a day of rebuke, and a day of blasphemy. Because the children are brought to bed, and there is no strength to bring forth. Hallelujah. Now, I want to approach that scripture from a perspective. I just pray that it will strike the chord, the right chord, before we begin to go into understanding the meaning of trouble in the context that scripture renders it. Before we begin to understand the meaning of the word rebuke. Hallelujah. As the scripture renders it. Because there are several situations and circumstances that actually constitute a consistent rebuke. Just like when Goliath was standing, he comes to curse God's people and to curse God every in the morning, and he curses them also in the evening. So there was rebuke in it, and there was also blasphemy. There are some situations that actually amount to blasphemy against the sovereignty of God. Okay? We'll look at that in due time. But the parable with which he captured the three words that he mentioned in that scripture is that the children are brought to bed. And what? It's a situation that is orchestrated against profit and fruitfulness. So I want to start from that point. That's when you discover that time itself doesn't have the ability to deliver. So okay, in 9 months you'll deliver. And when the ultimate time comes where that reality will be captured, then a factor that you were not planning for becomes the reason why that vision cannot be realized. You are in the midst of it. But you see, what you have been waiting for is under attack. I need to give an illustration to actually bring out the body that is trapped in that scripture. Because the daughters must have strength to bring forth. If not, all their efforts are wasted. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter how entangled you are, if you have sufficient strength, you can actually prove that there was a process that you have been engaged in which you can produce results for. Now, those days. Now, if we check the SU revival, every time there was revival, okay? Most of the ministries that we have today, I'm using this as an illustration. Most of the ministries we have today, Deeper Life, and a few of them, all those cutting edge ministries actually evolved from campus impartations. Are you with me? Something sovereign began on campus, and God began to release some deposits upon people. People that were wise were able to cultivate the deposits that God has deposited. Until he got to a level where it sustained a stature that was actually beyond the campus terrain. And a territorial imprint of that which began in the privacy of the campus began to find expression. So those ministries evolved from campus. Alright? What we call Deeper Life today started on campus. What we call Christ Embassy today started on campus. There were deposits that people received on campus. They cultivated it, they nurtured it. And today it is a phenomenon all by itself. Are you with me? Now, those were fresh moves of God, fresh releases of God that were cultivated, that were developed until it began to sweep the landscape of the corridors of many, many territories. Now, the situation that can amount to what Hezekiah is crying about is a situation, I hope you know today, fresh moves of God hardly come from campus. Because when you get back to campus, campus has a ministry terrain that is equivalent to the cities that they find themselves. We have Redeemed Campus Fellowship. We have Living Winners Fellowship. We have what? Help me. Deeper Life. So we have a reverse order. That means the God's strategic nursery, where He releases His deposits, not just them, for invasion, that nursery has become barren. That's what it means. So we have a reverse order. So if Hezekiah should see it, he will say, this is a day of rebuke. Why? Because productivity has been cut off. This is a day of blasphemy, because the order of God that is was set in place has been abused. Hallelujah. So there's no more room for something fresh to break out, because the womb has been marked and the womb is being guarded against release. That's why when I went to Venice State University and I saw what Pastor Hillary is doing, I called him. I said, young man, your ministry on campus is actually standing on some foundations that you don't know. What you are doing is older than what you've started. It's just that you found the fountainhead of the labors of other people, and you have constructed a well on it, and you are drawing from it. But be careful. You have to ensure that this is actually expresses the hopes of the people that laid this foundation, and you also have the burden of bringing it to a higher level of excellence. Now, with the level the young man is going now, it's obvious that that thing that is going on under his supervision is going to hit the territorial level. That's God's approved formula for entry into territory. He releases deposits upon people. Foolish people will consider those deposits as just normal things, and they will just say, well, it's all right. These kind of things happen. Wise people will cultivate it. We'll cultivate it until it becomes bigger than the initial thing that began. Hallelujah. Until it carries the stature and capacity to infect an entire generation. But when that order is reversed, when productivity is hindered, when the birthing of things is being hindered by the kingdom of darkness, then we have a problem. I hope you know some of the insufficiencies and ineffectiveness that we have in the body of Christ today is because the ministry that God has placed upon women have not been released. We are like a church with crutches. Hallelujah. Because we have productivity issues. And Hezekiah called it a day of trouble. You see, trouble is an element that, if it's around, it doesn't need to manifest today. You have not seen a situation that is pregnant with trouble that we wait for 10 years before the trouble. It will wait for 15 years. You are seeing the symptoms. that this marriage is shaky. But it will not burst out with its full potential today. It is still maturing. It's a day of trouble. It's a day of rebuke. Something that will look you in the eye morning and evening and seek to demean you and make you smaller than what God has called you. Those are the symptoms that find expression when the deposits of God in a particular territory cannot find development enough to be expressed. Blasphemy. It's as if the name of God is being reproached. But the daughters must find strength so that they can bring forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Trouble sets in. Rebuke sets in. Blasphemy sets in. When those releases are cut short. What we have as a ministry today, we call it a ministry. It evolved out of a covenant. I don't know. The covenant, I think I was in 300 level or 200 level. I was the prayer secretary of my fellowship. Kai, you had not come that time. So I cannot. Hallelujah. There was a young thief man. That guy was a terrible intercessor. In fact, grace of God. And he had a burden to gather all, to start an intercessory platform. So his own way of going about it was that he invited all the prayer secretaries, thinking that that would have been the best way of reaching all the prayer units on campus, not knowing that the fact that you are a prayer secretary doesn't necessarily mean that you have an intercessory calling and you are practicing it. It might be a portfolio. So we all showed up and we came with our diverse portfolios. And the protocol that powers the portfolios are accordingly. Hallelujah. Because what I mean by that is that we came in the flesh. And I knew a little scripture. A man that knows scripture that is in the flesh is big flesh. Because any scripture you quote, I can tell you how it is not theologically in alignment with the progression of revelation. Then we have to stop the meeting and check the theological capsule first. And be sure. We didn't come to pray, we came with capsules and protocols. Hallelujah. But he shared the body. And some of us, the Lord was able to break our hearts and show us our level of folly. And then, we knew that the burden that he shared was from God. And some of us decided to commit to it. But you see, among all the prayer secretaries that time, I think only one remained with the young man. Then we knew it was not a portfolio thing, it was people that had a burden to pray. And not to pray for themselves, but to pray for this land. Hallelujah. Well, I was the only prayer secretary left after we finished that first meeting. And I felt his burden was from God. And then we began this prayer. We prayed for 2 years. I eventually became the prayer leader. I lead prayer. The reason why I was chosen was because I know how to quote scripture. The place where we were praying had no light. So I quote scriptures till daybreak. I had that training because in our ministry in the village, it's a Bible-based intercessory ministry. So we're all trained to know how to lead prayer within the context and allowance
of the truth of scripture. So I brought that training and added it to the group. And prayer became something so exciting. Our number began to explode, began to grow. It grew and grew. So much so that our money, because we keep the morning watches and the evening watches. So when we come for morning watches, even when Hamatan invaded, the number was terrible. The crowd began to grow. So the security people became suspicious. That's why till today, on Benin State University campus, if you say you want to begin to pray on the spot consistently, security will come to you. It didn't start from now. It started that time. Hallelujah. As we began to pray, God was touched by what we were doing and the sacrifices we were offering. And he began to open his secrets and his good treasure to us. Many deposits began to drop. Hallelujah. Now, also, many things dropped, but what I know I received was the ability to expound the scriptures. It dropped. It was a deposit. Now, there were some people that had prophetic deposits. Some others had all kinds of deposits, but God came down in reaction to what his people were offering to him in heaven. Now, when the first layer of deposits were received, then God allowed us to be tested. He opened some windows to the enemy. You know, hallelujah. Open some windows. Some of our academics were under attack. And then one crisis broke out in the group. A fight for prominence began in the group. I was doing the best I could. Amen. Several people felt that I was becoming too prominent in the prayer group because I was the one leading prayer. The group was all about prayer, and I was the one leading prayer. And because I was the one leading prayer, people that had need for counseling also came for counseling because I was the one holding the mic longer than any other person. So then I said, okay, it's not good for one person to be holding the mic. So let's change the mic. Somebody else began to lead prayer. After a while, our number began to drop. And then so many things began to happen. News began to fly around. People began to whisper. All kinds of things began to talk here, this, that, talk there, this, talk here, and all, oh my God. And then the leader of the group now came to me and said that the devil is moving through me into this group already. He said, this is a day of trouble. Hallelujah. He said, this is a day of what? Of rebuke. Now the devil was moving through me. So I now went to God and said, since the devil is moving through me, it's easy to solve this problem. The way to solve this problem is, let me leave. Then the devil will no longer be there. So I now went to my prayer group, my prayer room in technical school, where I used to pray before alone. And I started praying. My heart was broken because there was love in our midst until that attack came. But I didn't know what was happening. Meanwhile, there was a wisdom that was at work that none of us had knowledge of. Well, I continued praying there. One day I finished praying where I normally pray at the time I prayed, and I was coming out of the technical block. And that group that was part of, they were holding a meeting. They invited a guest speaker. Okay? I don't know what they told the guest speaker, but the prayer he was praying to close the meeting was attacking that brother that came to bring the devil to destroy them. And if I understood well, it was me. And the prayer was vehement, was violent. Now, you see, that project began by gathering intercessors. A time came in the project where some intercessors became the problem of the project. So I continued my prayer in that place. I was in 200 level when we started. By the time we got to 300 level, the membership became 12. The time I got to 400 level, the membership was 3. And then God spoke to me and said, young man, you are not going to graduate. So I knew I was not going to graduate before the result came out. And what kept me back for 1 year was one course, first semester, one course, second semester. So God gave me 1 year. I was praying during the break and said, God, now that you said I will not graduate and you have proven it, what will I be doing first semester? He said, I should go back and revive that prayer group. What? That is a hard thing to do. No, I don't know about you. Me, I discuss with God. Though. If you say, I say, okay, this matter that you have brought is hard. I will do this thing you want me to do, but let them come and ask me for help. That's how I, thinking that that was a very difficult thing for God. Let them come and ask me for help. Because I did not live of my own free will. I was the devil that brought problem. So I separated myself so that the devil will not be there. So I was praying in that technical block where the remaining 3 members of the group, they came and stood where I prayed. They were waiting for me to finish. They didn't pray. They were just waiting. So with their presence there, my prayer wasn't flowing again. So I stopped. And they said that they came to join me so that we can continue what we started. Because that was what I requested from God, I did not ask them the normal legal questions that I would have put them through. I suspended that. And then we started praying. Now, these were the things that began to happen when we started praying. To show to all of us that what we were doing was not our idea, it was God that began that move. Okay? We're praying. You know where technical block is. You know where the class is in Benin State University. People will come from class and join us and say they were hearing our voice where they were reading and they could not read again. Now, sometimes when I check the lecture room, the person say he heard the voice. And I check the technical block, you will know it's not our voice he heard. Well, okay, we could speculate and say it's just one of those things. Maybe the wind blew the airwaves. We were still praying one day, praying. And somebody was drunk. He was passing close to where we were praying. And suddenly, he could not move again. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about. He was demobilized. He tried to take one step, he could not. And then when he tried it for about 30 minutes, because we're seeing him doing some funny things, then he shouted after 30 minutes that this, we are not seeing this man that is holding him. Then I knew that there was an angel that pinned that guy for 30 minutes there, that he must join the group. That's how the guy joined, gave his life to Christ, got delivered from demons, and started speaking in tongues. That. So God began to bring people supernaturally. Somebody will say, from 4 o'clock, I was restless, until I came to join this prayer. God began to move. Hallelujah. It was that deposit that was developed that became a ministry today. What we are doing is exactly what we used to do before. Are you with me? That prayer altar that we established, when Joshua came to school, I did not meet Joshua in school. He found himself on that altar. Donatus. Many people. And surprisingly, years later, we met again. And I started praying in my house in Drug Law side. And the people that mysteriously started coming for that prayer were people that were on the prayer on campus. Although we kept praying until we started interviewing ourselves, and now found out that what happened was that what we received as a deposit had become something that God was using in eternity. That's how God reproduces his move. But you see, when the outlet where God introduces new things is shut up, so that there is no sufficient strength to give birth to new things. He said that the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, the power of the Highest shall overshadow you, and that holy thing which you shall give birth to shall be called what? The Son of God. That's how God does it. But you see, there's a problem. Hezekiah complained about a situation where the daughters are brought to the bed, but there is no strength to bring forth. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. When there is no reproduction, when there's no capacity to produce what God is producing, then we begin to recycle things that don't have the capacity to solve the problems on ground. Doesn't have the potency to solve the problems on ground. The problems are still there, mocking. The problems are still there, blaspheming. Because the new things that God wanted to introduce were cut off. I'd like you to look at yourself before we begin to pray. Especially because I don't know, it's as if maybe sisters don't believe that God can do mighty things through that. I don't know. But over the years, because in that prayer group, there was one sister, when we move high in the spirit and she begins to prophesy, I wonder, many years later, you don't see those deposits developed. You don't see those dimensions of grace break out into something phenomenal. This sister was so terrible in prophecy. She begins to prophesy, and all she prophesied came to pass. It was those days that we discovered, because when the sisters come for prayer, they tie their hair tie. So that sister must tie her tie the ear. She was prophesying one day, the hair tie now came up. And she was still prophesying. So when the prophecy finished, we now say, sister, you know what happened now? Your hair tie removed when you were praying. And God was still powerful. Hallelujah. Strong lady. I went to Lagos. I saw the sister. In this Lagos that I went. No. If you were the way you were those days, by now, that is the rebuke. That's the trouble. Very easy for a female to let go a spiritual thing that they handle just because of pressure. Very easy. Hallelujah. They were deposits from God. Few years down the road, because of pressure, there's nothing. You check your life. There was a move of God in your life. God used to come, do some things. You felt it was one of those things. No, it's a deposit. It is your responsibility after the impartation to develop it. Develop it. It can become something that will capture an entire city. Because God will not start big with you. He will start with deposits. And you have to take on the responsibility of managing those deposits. So the devil has a master plan of ensuring that when the daughters are about to give birth, there will be no strength for them to bring forth. We have had great teachers, great prophets, great evangelists that never became evangelists. When the deposits came, it came with a shout. It was loud. A few years down the road, it was cut off. And what is left now is recycling. The nursery is barren. Nursery has withered. There are no fresh things growing out of God's garden anymore. And so one of the things we are trusting God for in this conference is that there will be strength to bring forth. You see, the truth is this. If you have a deposit of such nature, you will go through travail. Travail is the crucible wherein these kind of deposits are shaped and brought to maturity. Hallelujah. We are trusting God that the deposits upon your life as an individual will not be swallowed up because of pressure. But we are going to make that a prayer because it is trouble. It's going to yield trouble, it's going to yield rebuke, and it's going to yield blasphemy. We are going to pray this evening. Tomorrow, we'll go into details. Why is it a day of trouble? We'll check 10 years down the road what happens when a deposit is extinguished. Then you'll see how it amounts to trouble. Hallelujah. You will check why it is a day of rebuke. Okay? We'll also check why it is a day of blasphemy. But if God releases a deposit upon the life of a man, upon the life of a woman, He has in view so many other people that He's expecting that that grace is going to affect. And the situation of those people, if by any means the deposits are not developed sufficiently to a point where they can be affected, their situation is what was described by the words that were used to describe the day. I'd like us to rise up as we pray. Talk to God. Now, there's a deposit on your life. Now, some of you were privileged to come into some form of spiritual inheritance. The deposits that came upon your life were not a function of your labors. Was a function of someone else's labor. And then you inherited the product of that labor. And a move of God began around your life. And you did not understand that what you were carrying was an inheritance. You allowed it slip away because of pressure. Creating a day of trouble, a day of rebuke, and a day of blasphemy. We are using the women conference as a point of contact that God is going to bring back strength so that the daughters of Zion will have the capacity to bring forth. A woman is a man with a womb. She is going to fulfill her destiny when she learns the way of travail. We're going to pray for strength that God, you will release your strength for us to be able to mature the deposits upon our lives to a point where it will bring the much needed deliverance that our land is quaking for and crying for. Woman, you do not have a right to let go right now because there are so many people that will be plunged into trouble if you decide to back out. Blasphemy will emerge. The Lord Himself will be insulted just because you backed out.
trouble will find expression. The devil will find an access into the territory. He will carve out an enclave for himself just because there was no one that had a deposit that was matured enough to challenge him. This is a day of trouble. This is a day of rebuke. This is a day of blasphemy. For the daughters are brought to bed, and there is no strength to bring forth. Oh, help power of infirmity. We come to you today. There are so many women in this city that are beaten and battered. They are cut off. They have accepted their fate as proclaimed and as sentenced over them by situations, by circumstances. But tonight we want to pray and say, God, let strength come. Let strength come. Let strength come. I don't know your story. I don't know what the devil kindled around your life. Did he bring you to a point where you release, you let go holy things that God has placed upon your life? It means you are myopic. You did not see afar off, because through those deposits, God was intending to bring deliverance to so many people, intending to bring salvation to so many people. You cannot abandon that call, no matter how difficult it is. Strength to bring forth. Kombre sakobala balahai, legesu satabrante kandaso mala, rabaskata masete tete kolaba, rekantaya masobre, masobre masobre mataha, enklasopareka sketa mina kadaba. We pray for strength. We pray for strength. We pray for strength, that God will strengthen us with might by His Spirit in the inner man. We pray for strength. We pray for strength. Those ones that are about contemplating an abortion. You are about contemplating an abortion of that which God had released upon you. It's time to ask for strength. It's time to recover the call. It's time to recover the destiny. It's time to come into alignment. We will not allow the devil win. We will not allow Satan sing a song of victory over my life, over your life. It's a time to gain strength. It's a time to beckon on Him who is the helper of infirmity. Come, overtake us with grace. Ancient of Days will call upon you. Ancient of Days will call upon you. Okabasata babola makayata. Mante seketa lebobo. Labraskate baleta skebala. Rakabasketa sketobaranta baboliba lateya. Entobasalanta brasketa balamala. Ekate sopre sukabalata kasketoma. Rakambes kambra matakabasaila. Rekabasata babolate naskete. Brasketo baranta. Igabasa maskata brasketa balata kansenato. Imbreketela barata kuta. Barata kuta. Barakatua santami. Embraske sosale. Igavata mate kaskata minakapala. Raponsa kambala tamenoko. Iaswanda. Ikapalanto skembre. Makayete kana masubria. Zakombantake na boronda. Ikabaresa. Makabaresa. Matuasa tambra sakataya. Esa mama mama. You cannot let go. You cannot allow the devil win. You cannot allow the pressure dictate your next line of action. Ise kede bokaye. Lahambre sobata menakayanta. Inkamansa tapre gedela bakodama. Apres combata. Apres kambarate kaskata meno. Ibaraka basketa branta baboria. Ikabaran sendola. Abesa kebabo de kaya. Abesa mante bregedela bakuta mantalaba. Ekabo sekema. Barasonda. You cannot let go. The devil cannot put you in the state that he wants. There is a deposit in your belly. There is a deposit in your belly. There is something that God has planted. There is something that God has put on your inside. You must see his fullness. You must realize his potential and capacity. Oh my God, oh my God. This is a day of rebuke. It is a day of trouble. Manta Kobe. It's a day of blasphemy. For the daughters are brought to bed. There is no strength to bring forth. Put your hands, O God, upon the women. Put your hands, O God, upon your daughters in this land. Put your hand, O God, upon sisters in this land. Put your hand upon them afresh. Put your hand upon them afresh. Put your hand upon them afresh. This silence has been for too long, Lord. Let there be a quickening. Oh, 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 Sibala Tosa, mama, 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 mama. Oh, 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 my Father, oh, my Father. Oh my Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Ibalate, the silence has been for too long. The silence has been for too long. Lord, let the earth quake. Let the spirits of men, oh God, tremble under the fire of your spirit. We ask, oh God, that you break forth beyond our doubts, beyond, oh God, our misgivings, and kindle a fire. Emina sane momo sentanima. Sima malete nakola babale. Sapo mama ratema. Let something new erupt. Let the deposits begin to speak. Let the deposits begin to speak. Let the deposits begin to speak. Let it speak. Let it speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it speak. Let it speak. Let it speak in the name of the Lord. Manda sakabala basketa manselabo. Inkabala basata babora bakata planta babaleta. Inkabasanta babosa makasketo bre. Lesote kabrasketa balata mansala baboria. Embros kandezese da hambre. Mo kabasata baboria. Labroskete masekate labala bata. Labrasanta babosa mata branta babolata. Mara hasketo mbre. Buska masata babolatete. Letete baskata branta babo. Makayata brasketo bara. In Samande Boboria, in Samande Boscabala, in Samande Boboria, in Samande Boscatebale, La Prasanta Babola Meskeye, Esamata Bracata La Baboleta, Icabababa Santa Babale. Yes, you cannot allow the devil to cut off the channel of fruitfulness in your life, to cut off that call. To cut off that deposit. You cannot allow the devil. The voice of women must be heard in the body of Christ. Something must come out of the land that will go to the nations of the world. Lord, we call upon your name. We'll call upon your name. We'll call upon your name, Lord. We'll call upon your name, Lord. will call upon your name, Lord. That by your spirit you quicken us. You make us alive. You make us alive. You make us alive, oh God. We'll call upon your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, in the book of Genesis, when Jacob was blessing his children, called them together, he said, gather unto me, I will tell you the things that will happen in the latter days. Hallelujah. Reuben, Issachar, and all of them. They were just individuals. But you see, they received deposits. In the time of Moses, in his prophetic anointing, was able to decode what deposits those individuals had received that became inheritance that their descendants were tapping. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, you are going to see that the full weight of the deposit, because Moses was discerning it. He articulated it through discernment. Now, I don't think I'm making sense. Let's check. First of all, it was an individual deposit. It became a deposit for a clan. The same deposit became a deposit for a tribe. They were still operating with the same inheritance that one man contacted. Now, let's see Deuteronomy 33. Do you know how many people God ordained that the deposit on your life will touch, will affect? Now, when we started the prayer group on campus, it was funny. Because people around felt we were just fanatics. And they were bold enough to confront us with their opinion about how they felt about us. Because it was just a deposit at that time. You stand to despise it. It's just like the mustard seed that Jesus spoke about. It stands to be despised. But when that deposit becomes developed to another level, even people that despised it when it was still an initial deposit, when they see it on that level, they want to be part of it. There are many people that despise the deposit when it was still on campus. Alright? That are here now. Because it has been developed further. I'm saying that if you see a baby 2 months old, she's like a tadpole. Doesn't look nice. But when it passes through time, beauty now comes. That's what happens when people develop the deposits on their life. The reason why we receive fresh callings, that God, after 3 years, because you were faithful, God now gives you another instruction. Those are people's calling you are carrying. People that refuse to develop their deposits and cut off the productivity line at that point. Because they yielded to pressure, yielded to circumstances, yielded to situations. Let's read Deuteronomy. Same deposit. But now it was an inheritance that a tribe was receiving. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Okay, let's go to verse 6. Let Reuben live and not die. Let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. He said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, let thy Thurim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massa, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Jump to 13. That's the one I like. And of Joseph he said, blessed be the Lord, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, for the deep that clutcheth beneath, for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting leaves. Hallelujah. Why will he tell Judah that God will bring Judah back to his people? All those things were part of what happened in the line of heritage. Because when Judah committed incest, and according to the law of the Lord, anybody that commits incest, all right, or anyone that is a product of sexual perversion will not come into the temple for 10 generations. And so his scepter was suspended for 10 generations. And when Moses prayed, Moses was praying in line with his inheritance that God bring him back to his people. Let Judah not be scattered. See, that prayer was rendered in line with the original deposits. Are you with me? A time comes when a deposit becomes so large that it becomes in the description of the deposits that the house of Joseph had access to. Because the house of Joseph was blessed with the precious things of heaven as a deposit. They were blessed with the precious things on earth as a deposit. They were blessed with the things that crouched beneath the earth at the deposit. They were blessed with the things upon the ancient mountains. I believe it's developing, becoming more graphic, more deep, more powerful. That is the intention God can have in mind when he comes and anoints you. When that anointing is in the initial stage, it doesn't seem that anything is tied to it. There is a point, a dimension of maturity that a deposit can get to. It can solve financial problems. It has a capacity to wield mighty influence. A deposit from God. I'm not talking about a degree. A bachelor's degree. Why do they call it bachelors? I'm talking about a deposit. Having the power to wield influence in heaven. A deposit. If we had time, all right, I would have shown us one of the things that he meant when he said, I bless you with the precious things of heaven. I would have shown you one. To show you how vast and what these deposits inculcate. He blessed him with a dew. There were deposits. And as you read on, you will see that these deposits were translated. They were translated into communities. Tribes received it. Territories gained the fullness of these deposits. So much so that today, for those of you that have been to Israel, you know the guys are not godly people. Are they godly people? They are not godly people. They have turned their backs on God. They say, where was God when Hitler came and massacred us? But you see, in their rebellion, there's proof that they have deposits. Because their ancestors received deposits that they developed across the generations. So, our own life
cannot be compared to their own life. Because they have a heritage of terrible and great deposits that have been running through their lines for many generations. A deposit can actually renovate a nation. A deposit operating on the life of a man can be the reason why God will bring an entire nation out of captivity. A deposit functioning from the life of an individual can be the reason why strange influence comes to a place that is seemingly remote and transforms it. It's a deposit. And when we pray for God's redemption to come, what He does is that He releases deposits upon people. I hope you know that Moses was called with respect to the cry that the children of Israel were crying. He said, I've heard their cry, so I give you a deposit. That deposit, in that deposit was the power of signs and wonders. In that deposit was the capacity and the ability to hear God. In that deposit was the wisdom to evolve the laws by which a nation will be governed. To evolve the military system by which wars will be fought. To evolve the wisdom by which, do you understand? That deposit produced agriculture, the agricultural system, military system, religious system. Israel had nothing. It was a deposit that God gave, and it was expected that by that deposit, they will become a self-governing nation by laws that God has deposited. Laws that God has given. So when you pray for deliverance, you pray for money, it's most likely that what will come first is what? It's a deposit. Matthew, I know you have been praying for money a lot. But it comes in form of deposit. Because God doesn't look at the size of your pocket before He releases the money. He releases a deposit and then He gives you the responsibility to develop it. If you develop that deposit, a time will come where you will not need to ask for that amount of money. Because your needs will become consistently met in your purpose. So God doesn't wait for you to cry, then He gives you something. No, He gives you a deposit that so that you can develop it. And in that deposit, your needs will be perpetually and continually met. That's how God works. That's why the Bible says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Ghost to them that what? That ask Him. I can give you 5,000. It will finish maybe before we leave this hall. But a deposit has the capacity to meet your needs consistently. But many believers do not have the ability to. They are not committed to God enough to be able to develop it. And they are still holding the same prayer point for 20 years. I've met women that were single ladies praying one prayer point. I met them when they were mothers of four, still praying the same prayer point 15 years later. Deposits were not developed. And it's time we get back to the basics so that we can start well. We are going to pray. See, my God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I started out preaching, I was not prophetic. I was just a preacher, a teacher. But see, the deposits were being developed. A season came when the prophetic opened up. And I went to a minister somewhere, they said, Kai, you are a prophet. It's not true. When I started, this thing was not there. But the deposit of that thing was inside. But, do you understand what I'm talking about? It was there. But it was not manifest. As I went through the process, many new things began to evolve. It was not new for God because it was already in deposit form. Can we pray and ask? See, there are many wonderful things released upon women that never see the light of manifestation. I don't know how. Maybe. You know, the serpent was the woman he went to. Because the woman has the facility that can translate a seed from eternity and bring it into time. And the devil is against fruitfulness. And so maybe that's why he comes to the gate. Because the woman is a gate. And make sure that nothing passes through. Hallelujah. I don't know. But I've seen the devil subdue so many women. We're using them as a point of contact to pray for ourselves. That little deposit upon your life. That's what you may call it. Because it's not developed. You can despise it. But on it holds the destiny of many people. It's when you have developed it and it begins to function and begins to bless lives, you now begin to wonder, what if this thing was not developed? All these people that have been touched, where would they have been? As far as God is concerned, He actually had made arrangement for all of them to be touched through your life. So He could not be better than what He did. He could not do better than what He had done. The deposit was released as his own commitment to the process. But you are the one that is wicked, that refused to develop it. Wickedness may not be that you are part of witchcraft. The unprofitable servant that hid his talent in the napkin, his master called him wicked. Because he did not understand the potential and the capacity that talent had and the people that would have been influenced by it. Can we pray and say, Lord, do not allow me to give up until this deposit is fully developed. We give up too easily. We accept the easy option, the easy way out. We just take off and accept the soft ground. We wait for rain to fall before we start farming, so that the ground will become very soft and succulent. Friends, we ask to pray to God to help us. To help us not to back out. To help us not to abandon that which has the potential of bringing deliverance. The deposit upon your life can become the reason why people will be brought out of captivity. It might have the savor to deliver an entire nation. It might be God's strategy to redeem a continent held under the yoke of darkness. We want to pray and say, God, help me. This deposit must be developed. It will not die in my belly. It will not die in my belly. There is something that God has put on your life. The deliverance of many people are tied to it. Maybe you were the one that was called by God to set your family out of the hold of the devil. As far as God is concerned, resources have been disbursed for the liberty of your family. But it lies with you to determine how passionately you yourself desire such deliverance. That is what will make you jealously guard what God has placed over your life. And to see that it is developed. We want to pray and say, Lord, give me the ability and the grace to be consistent until I can give birth to a spiritual thing. Until I can translate a spiritual deposit into manifestation. The daughters are brought to bed, but there is no strength to bring forth. The daughters are brought to bear, but there is no strength to bring forth. We will not end the journey here. Many lives are captured in what is operating on your life. Many families are captured in the deposit that God has given you. Why sit we still until we die? Why sit we still while the enemy keeps on raging? Deliverance is on your life. Deliverance is on your destiny. Many people will never see the light of day if you don't survive. And that's why the devil is bringing the pressure upon you. That's why it's making you come to that point where
You feel the sting of insufficiency. But the Bible says the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit Himself. He helpeth our infirmities. The Spirit Himself. He helpeth our weaknesses. Father, these deposits will not remain in their initial state. Upon my life, there will be development. Nations will be touched by it. Nations will be refreshed by it. People of different tribes will be refreshed by it. That is what you are doing. That is what you are doing, Lord. That is what you are doing. We refuse to consider the setback of the present time. We refuse to consider the trouble of the present time, the persecution of the present time. We set our gaze upon the glory that shall be revealed in us. For it is written that the sufferings of the present time is nothing to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. We are pressed on every side, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. You cannot be destroyed because we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Oh, makanda seka babayatahe. Sandoroski baseka branda balahadaba. Inkla baseka bela. Rabosantes ilabronda makande baboria. Iga babale. Ikaskendo zamalandela ho. Ebroko baraskiba. Liagonda de seke de berento. Ligla barantos kamba. Ligla ban seka bela boboria. Ligla skombares kababa saila. Ebreketa bobo santa baboria. Esa seze naketa brai. But we have this treasure in 18 verses, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. God will not allow you to be destroyed. You might be cast down. People might put the pressure upon you, but you cannot be destroyed. You cannot be destroyed. You can be distressed. You will not be forsaken. There's something working on your life. There is a wisdom at work. There is a power at work. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God. Nothing can put an end to the power that works in you. Oh God, open thou our understanding. Kamboro sakabalata maskelahe. Embrama Santa Babata Rakasketo Basiga Brasiga Brasiga Barescombre Rokobate Maskina Hadala Rantensko Basabalate Koske Labrasabata Lababarata Rakabaseta Be. You have the right to rebel against the enemy. You have the right to rebel against the circumstance. You have a right to follow on with that which burns with your heart. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Oh mama 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 mama. Oh mama mama mama. Oh mama sata baba baba santa babore. Shakaba. Let us say nahadi. God spoke to Jeremiah. He said, say not that you are a child. You are not a child. There is a deposit upon you. God has put his words on your mouth. There is a deposit upon you. The Spirit of God has spoken over your life. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Sunda makayededo. Sonda maskata planta baboria, ekabera sika bataba. Oh, somebody says, you are just a woman. No, you are not just a woman. The power of God is at work in you. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. There is a power at work. There is a power at work. There is a Spirit at work in your life. There is a Spirit at work. We have this treasure in a earthen vessel. Kabobo Santa Barbaria. Maraseques Tabosi. Lebros Kande Momorokotaba. Rameskalia Mate. Mate Mate. Labora Kampates Kabalemo. Oh, we have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure that the excellency of the power might be of God. Only that which can resist God can resist you. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. If that trouble cannot resist God, then that trouble cannot resist you. If that lack cannot resist God, then that lack cannot resist you. There is a power at work. There is a Spirit at work. God has spoken and He will not repent. His grace will work it out. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. In earthen vessels. That God might be seen as God. That God might be seen as the all-powerful. He has put the treasure upon vessels of earth, upon men and women laden with diverse infirmity. He has decided to show forth His grace, to manifest His strength. We have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power. You will not die this way. You cannot be cut off this way. Your story has not yet been told. Your name has not yet been proclaimed. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God. Akatabo. You will mount up with wings. You will mount up beyond the current circumstances. God will give you wings. And you will fly. You will fly. You will fly. You will fly. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. You will fly. Kumba seka balatete kabo. Mambre so mama. Ega babo saeske. Nothing will be able to hinder you successfully. Nothing will be able to stand in your way. For the Lord Himself has spoken His words over your life. There is a power at work. There is a Spirit at work. His name is at stake. You cannot go down. You can only go up. It is the will of God to manifest His glory through earthen vessels. So shall it be that you will receive strength in your weakness. You will receive grace where you fail. And you will mount up. You will mount up with wings. You will mount up. You will arise from the ground. Aye, Sokaba. Mosete brasketa balabalabalaba. Mama. Mama. Siya babarates kopata bala, rambes kabo, We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We break beyond the limits of the chains. We break beyond the chains. We break beyond the fetters. We break beyond the stocks. We break beyond the prison doors and the prison houses. We mount up with wings. We mount up with wings. We mount up with wings. We refuse to be on the ground. We refuse to be in despair and defeat. We have this presence in a ten vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God. It is your time, it is your hour. The one that speaks, he's not a man that he should lie. The one that speaks is not the son of man that he should repent. Every word you receive from him, there was none among them that was a lie. There were deposits of grace that conveyed in them the ability to bring themselves to pass. For the Bible says that the word of God is living and it is active. The words are life. The words that were spoken over your spirit, they have life in them. They will never return unto the sender void. They have the ability to prosper and to accomplish that purpose wherein they were sent. You shall not fail. You shall not be defeated. The devil will not rejoice over you, because God has spoken a word over your life. Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you. We magnify you. Anywhere you are seated, I'd like you to give him glory. Give him praise. Worship him. I will. I sing to you. Shika ba 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 sete. We glorify. We glorify. We glorify. And we glorify, we glorify. We glorify. Lord, we glorify, we glorify. We glorify. Oh, we glorify, we glorify. We glorify. Yeah, we glorify, we glorify. We glorify. Lord, we glorify, we glorify. We glorify. Jesus. Oh, we glorify. We Kayamunda.
Glorify.
We glorify. We. Oh, Ikabola. Sing one more time. We glorify your name. Summon a company. We glorify. And we glorify your name. We
glorify.
Sing, we glorify.
Glorify.
In the name of the Lord, we glorify.